Welcome to the show. Welcome to Your Thought Life podcast. I am your host, Michael Anderson. And on this channel, we help people overcome mindset challenges to fast track personal and professional success. We do ask that you take a few moments and head over to wherever you listen to us and give us a rating and a review. It's incredibly helpful that we can appeal to other listeners searching for and seeking this style of content. I always say it, and I mean it from my heart, your support of the podcast is truly appreciated, and thank you so much for your support. Maintaining a proper perspective is our topic for today. I want you to think about all of the things that you're involved with. I want you to think about all of the circumstances and situations that you find yourself faced with. I want you to think about family members that you have and all of the things that they face, the challenges, the distractions. I want you to think about your work life and how you've got to balance that. Then there's all of the things that sort of pop into your sphere of influence, demanding that you take some sort of action because the situation that came in was not one that was even on your radar. We are, in fact, inundated with a plethora of things going on. Let's just call them distractions. In this whole gamut that we're seeing play out day by day, we have to ask ourselves, are we maintaining a proper perspective? Are we keeping the main thing the main thing? We have to master the ability to maintain a proper perspective, because if we don't, we won't have the well-being that we desire. We'll be scatterbrained. We'll be overwhelmed. All of these things are low-level vibrations of which we want no part. When it comes down to the nuances of the day-to-day interactions and all of the areas and environments that you have to be a part of, there are going to be times when you're going to have to deploy skills that you can safeguard your mindset against the onslaught, literally, of negativity, of challenges, of old baggage, of memories, of people saying jacked up stuff about you and to you, all of which are taking you out of your good place and trying to put you in a bad place. The more you find yourself being influenced by these negative forces, you're going to also see that it's going to be incredibly hard to maintain a proper perspective. We're going to talk a little bit about what science has to say about this, certainly. And we're going to share some things that you can do to gain control over this situation. Science is very, very clear here. The brain has evolved through a prioritization situation. And at the forefront or core of that was survival in the beginning. What this really equates to, family, is we are wired to pay attention to potential threats as well as negative stimuli because they come in the form of what our instinctive side says is an advanced warning, something that could take place that could harm us. These things bubble up to stop all of the other flows that we have to pay attention to what is being said, being thought, being experienced. When this happens, it tends to give us a negative bias over time. There's extensive studies in the field of psychology and neuroscience around this very topic. Turns out that when we are in our most impressionable years, this is when this training is compounded. A portion of it is already baked into us as a result of evolution. Then, as we start entering into life with this blank slate and we start to experience these negative biases, they get built in as well. And so we've got a twofold situation we find ourselves battling against. Our ancestral programming, which is super duper hardwired, you just can't turn it off. And then these other learned behaviors that coincide with those ancestral things that we picked up to even amplify. What are you to do? Well, the first thing you have to do is recognize that this storyline is playing out. So you can check that box at this point in the podcast. Now, let me tell you about the external factors. External factors make it incredibly hard for us to maintain a proper perspective. What are we talking about principally? We're talking about that information overload that all of us feel from time to time. In this world that we live in this digital age where generative AI is all around us, bidding for our time, for our attention, everybody is in this super duper hyped up rat race, striving to be their best and do their best and climb the corporate ladder, get their product into the marketplace and to achieve and to build and grow. All of these things have inputs that are coming directly at us from a variety of different angles and individuals. When you feel that feeling that you're being overwhelmed or bombarded with information, that's really playing out. There's only so much data that you can process, and the mind likes to use patterns to sort out which it doesn't need to pay attention to. But even now, in the times that we find ourselves in, that becomes even difficult. Even with heightened sense of awareness, it becomes difficult. We have to understand that we play an active role in filtering the information exchange. Number two, and I talked about this extensively on the channel, we are not components of comparison, or for that matter, some of the influence that social media brings on us in a negative standpoint. You go out to some social media platforms, you see so much content that is curated. It's a snapshot in time, but it's done so well, it would lead us to believe that this is, in fact, how everything typically goes for this individual. It's not true. It's not reality either. When you're looking at leadings like this, that are of the unrealistic nature, this is going to spawn comparisons. And anytime we start to compare what we're doing real world with this snapshot in time that we see on social, we're going to have feelings of inadequacy. And that is a really jacked up feeling. It's a jacked up state of mind. It's not one that you can easily shake when it has become a part of your composition and makeup over time. Number three is stress and overwhelm. I've talked about the pace already. The pace with which we're having to do life today, that in and of itself brings in challenges with maintaining a proper perspective, because the stress and those heightened cortisol levels, they too intensify this whole feeling that there's just too much going on right now. I can't take it. Over the past couple of months, the predominant issue that I'm working with professionals on is this feeling of overwhelm and anxiety. It's super duper pervasive and it's really widespread. There's something that you should really understand here, and that is our ability to see the big picture and to maintain a proper perspective is like significantly diminished as a result of these things that I've mentioned, the information overload, comparison, social media, and stress. Charles Darwin famously said, "It's not the strongest of the species that survives, nor the most intelligent that survives. It's the one that has the most adaptability to change." We are going to have some adaptability and make some changes so that we are set up in such a way that we can maintain a proper perspective. I'm going to give you what science says are four of the best ways that you can maintain a proper perspective today, family. The first of which is practicing gratitude. When you take the time to cultivate a habit of gratitude, which is nothing more than a regular reflection on the things that you're thankful for, looking at the areas of your life that are going right, then simply setting aside time each day to reflect on that, to enter into a spirit of thanksgiving for where you are, a spirit of gratitude for all that you've become, achieved, have going right, that's working out for you. When you're able to do this, this is one of the chief ways that you can begin to drive out that negative bias. Our bodies, that is, they can't retain negativity and positivity at the same time. To the extent that you begin to practice gratitude, there's a scientific fact associated with it, and it's shown that practicing gratitude can improve your psychological well-being and your overall life satisfaction inside of 1 week. Imagine that for just a moment. You've had this cycle, this cyclical process that you've been in, whereby you've had a negative bias, it's shaped the way that you think, and then you had some of these other elements that I made mention of, some of the amplifiers, the information overload, the comparison, the social media, and I believe it was stress. You have those weighing in to really amp this thing up to a point where it feels like there's no way you can maintain a proper perspective. First thing, gratitude. Gratitude will smash that thing like you wouldn't believe, because it removes you from a negative disposition and puts you in a positive disposition. The other side of this also suggests that once you begin this process, you kind of look forward to it. When you find yourself in a jacked up situation, instead of ruminating on the wrong thing, you will begin to resort to this to get you out of the set of circumstances and back in a state of mind where you can keep the main thing, and maintain a proper perspective. Number two is meditation. You only need to do this for 15 minutes in the morning and 15 minutes in the evening. Just really listening to the rise and fall of your chest, listening to your body as you breathe in and breathe out. Then having a journal with you to record the things that keep coming up in your mind that are trying to break your concentration. And over a week or so, what you'll find is that you can start to see some things that keep reoccurring. Now you've gotten them out of your head and you've gotten them onto some pages where you can do some real constructive things with them. If you get them out of your head, then you're less likely to feel overwhelmed, which also in turn makes you far more likely to maintain a proper perspective. I've been doing this for quite some time, and I'm going to tell you something. Now, I seem to not desire to do a day without starting it out this way, because it acts as a springboard. I also marry visualization with it. So I'm looking in the morning at what my day is going to be, and I am setting the tone and tempo. The cares of life, the things that are going on, all of the situations that may befall me, all of the challenges that might get put on my plate, all of the things that could ensue as a result of my family construct or my businesses, I'm able to see those things far better because I've determined in the morning through that meditative state what my day is going to look like. It's a phenomenal tool to help you with your situational awareness, your EQ, and your ability to understand a little bit more about you and what makes you tick. Number three is I'm going to ask you to seek alternative perspectives. Now, I'm going to say this with a caveat. When you're seeking these alternative viewpoints and perspectives, they have to be with sources that are known good. What's that mean? It means this. When you're going to talk with someone about what you're thinking about, you want to see or bounce ideas off of them to see if they have a different vantage point. These people need to be grounded. They need to be folks that you can look up to. They should be doing life at a layer above you. Certainly, if they're family members that fit this bill, no problems there. Folks within the family construct that are positive, that want to see you get to the next level, that want to undergird you and lift you up, these are the type of folks we want you around. If you don't have family members like that, if you don't have friends like that, I'd encourage you to enter into a mastermind group. This would be an ideal way for you to associate with like-minded people where you can gain new perspectives, alternative perspectives that will also start to chip away at that negative bias and will help you thereby maintain a proper perspective. And then lastly, I want you to focus on what you can control. And you've got to be in a state of mind where you really see in the fullness of things what's going on around you, what's going on inside of you. How are those external factors causing you to behave, making you feel? What are you thinking about? What are you saying about your life? What's the lens look like with which you make all the determinations that are important on your job, in your family, for your children, for your business, for your personal development? All of these things require you to focus on what you can control. We're going to direct your energy toward things within your control construct. If you can't control it literally, then that's not one that's a good fit. We have to shift our focus to actionable steps, steps where we can reduce feelings of helplessness and increase the overall feeling of enablement or empowerment. You can't control what happens to you, but you can control your attitude toward what happens to you. And in that, you will be mastering change rather than allowing it to master you, says Brian Tracy. Four things you can do to maintain a proper perspective, family. Number one, practice gratitude. Two, mindfulness meditation. Three, seek alternative or different perspectives. And four, focus on what you can control. Science says that these four things, cumulatively or independently, will significantly help you move to the next level and achieve a proper perspective. I want to thank you so much for tuning in, and that concludes this episode. I most certainly appreciate your time and your attention. You can reach me on IG at Your Thought Life, Y-O-R Thought Life, no spaces. I want to remind you that you are enough. You can do it, and you are uniquely equipped to realize your goals. Until next time, take care and be safe.